Welcome to the Saturday Set. Last week, Randwick had its turn at Group 1 Racing and they had a generational talent via Sestina go round. This week, Caulfield gets its turn and there might not be a generational talent there, Kings, but this Memsie might be the best Memsie in a generation. Everyone's pretty excited about it.
Yeah, what a race.
It's unbelievable. Even Fizz is excited, aren't you, mate?
Mate, it's the best race I've seen in a very long time in regards to the field of horse. Yeah, it's great.
All right, well, why don't we get into it? So we're going to talk about four feature races today, three from Caulfield, the big meeting there, of course, and we've got one race up at Randwick, the San Domenico.
Mm-hmm.
So I fretted a little bit about what replays to play to warm us up for the Memsie, and I settled on the CFOR from Autumn. So let's bring it up. Another Will is circled. Mr. Brightside was dominant favourite. Another Will was not far off being favourite as well. It was a big go, you remember.
Mm.
Another Will just gets over the top and wins quite well. So I thought, as a starting point, do we think this Memsie is going to end up like the CFOR? Of course, the field is much stronger. You got Antino. Antino actually went around in the Memsie last year and ran on for about fourth or fifth or something.
Mm.
Gee, it's a hot field. Over to you.
Well, I want to talk about the horses I don't think can win to start. And the top one is Mr. Brightside, 8-year-old. First up, has been really well-backed in early markets. They bet about 850, I think. Has been a lot of smart money for Mr. Brightside. But 8-year-old, first up, couldn't win the race last year.
Mm.
Pinstripe.
Yes.
And this field is a lot stronger than last year.
Mm.
So if he couldn't win it last year, he's getting older. We saw what he did over in Hong Kong, which wasn't very impressive. I would be very surprised if Mr. Brightside won. There isn't a lot of pace. The only thing he's got going for him, there's not a lot of pace again here. We see Here to Shock probably going forward. Mr. Brightside sitting outside Here to Shock. Two Hayes horses leading the way. The other horse I don't think can win is Antino.
Okay.
I think I don't think Antino has the sprint over 1,400 with the predicted pace in this race from barrier 8. Shin's going to have to go back. The other thing about Antino, so you said ran fourth?
Something like that.
Missed the kick but ran on and ran fourth.
This is the Memsie last year you're talking about.
Memsie last year. Yeah, I just had – I think Antino's got only had one trial, got bigger fish to fry later on in the spring.
WS Cox Plate.
Can you see Antino figuring in this finish?
I see it exactly the same way as you. I don't see Antino figuring at all. First up record's not much chop. Trial wasn't much chop. They didn't get much into its legs for 1,400. First up assignment. Like you, I think it's going to be set for longer and different races, and I don't think this one is its race.
Yep. So we've penned two horses. What a great start. So they're
can
both
pen, can we pen three?
Yeah. What,
which other one you want to
pen? Fangirl, because it's going to be raining.
Well, it depends how. Yeah. Well, if it rains,
well, it's
yes,
pissing
absolutely.
Down in Melbourne right now. So let's say that they're working
no,
on.
No, yeah. I believe they're going to get like 10 to 20 mil Friday.
Yeah, that's
a bit
what
of rain Saturday
about.
Morning, but then no rain in the afternoon on Saturday,
okay.
Which is good.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah,
going to
well,
be like at least a heavy 8 or heavy 9, right?
I prefer to see her.
What have you done the form on?
I've done form saying it's going to be on the softer side of.
Heavy
like
7-8
heavy,
or?
Heavy
oil, oh, really? That bad?
Yeah, well. I think so. They're getting a lot of rain tomorrow.
So the other thing, let's talk about Fangirl. The other thing which I don't particularly – I got Fangirl third pick on a soft track, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I don't like about Fangirl, and I don't want to back Fangirl, two things I don't like. One's the predicted pace she's going to get back at Caulfield. Never been to Caulfield before. But she trialled three weeks ago, missed a run last week as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be a bit of a fitness query there with Fangirl.
She went around Caulfield
missed.
Tuesday morning. Did you know that?
I did not know that. A track gallop.
Uncle Chris
still,
took her down. Uncle Chris was there on Tuesday morning and she got around Caulfield okay. But that's not to say that you're perfectly accurate what you're saying.
Yeah, first up though, in this field as well, can she? Will she have the acceleration first up on a wet track after missing the run on a new track to come home? I'm probably saying no. I'm not penning Fangirl, but I'm definitely not backing Fangirl. So what does it leave us with? If we penned numbers 3, 9, and 1 off the screen there, let's start at the top and go to my top pick, which is Another Will. So I'm Another Will from Treasure the Moment. And then I put Fangirl in for third and then Tom Kitten. But Another Will, I think, gets a lovely run for Jamie Mellum just behind the pace. Has that amazing acceleration over 1,400. One first up over 1,400. What do you think of Another Will, Fitz?
Top pick for me.
Backing?
Not backing anything in this race. Too hard.
Did you check the trials? Two trials up at Gosford.
Yeah. I mean, he ran second in its latest trial. Wasn't asked to do a whole lot. Didn't go past the leader. But, yeah, you just don't know. I'm sure they got the fitness in the leg. It's a Group 1 Memsie and Another Will looks the perfect setup for me right behind the two.
Four leaders. From six at Caulfield, loves Caulfield.
Yeah.
Mars Man up at Gosford says that he's come back stronger and better than ever.
Brilliant.
We've heard that before though, haven't we?
We have.
Let's move on. Treasure the Moment. Barrier one gets a lovely run behind the pace. Where do you think Treasure the Moment's going to be? Fourth fence or three pairs back?
Hunting up. Well, one of the maps I looked at had it leading, so interesting to see what happens with
Treasure
it.
Treasure the Moment leading.
Could hunt up and lead if it wants from the barrier. But, yeah, I'd suggest that it probably sits third fence.
Are you worried she hasn't beaten this calibre of horse?
I think she's a superstar, so I'm not worried about that.
Big step up, though.
Gets in light and, yeah, has to take on the A grade here. And we know that they're all very good horses up the top. So, I'm not too concerned. I think she's a fair freak.
Two trials, won a trial as well. Loves Caulfield, has one first up over 1,400, so ticks a lot of boxes. Those are the two horses that I could back and probably will have something small on. Another Will and Treasure the Moment. The only other ones, Tommy.
Love the boys in the den are tipping Tommy.
Yeah, but I don't know. I went and watched Tommy's jump outs. I don't know where they were excited about their jump outs. Tom Kitten's jump outs didn't look flash to me.
Dan O's big on Tom Kitten as well.
Always needs luck though, and is Tom going to get the pace on? Barrier four, awkward, needs luck, but he's $8, got a chance. And even Here to Shock, I'd put in for fifth. If you're playing exotics, I'd throw Here to Shock in there as well.
And the only one that's lead. He's one of the only ones that isn't first up, which is another little tick for Here to Shock, I guess. Put himself on speed. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add to what Kings has said. We've talked about everything. I'm only potting Fangirl if it gets wet. I'm not potting it other than that.
Sure.
I'm not potting Mr. Brightside like Kings is. I thought the trial was all right, puts himself on speed, and he's proven, and we know what we're going to get out of Mr. Brightside. He'll be there whacking away at the end. And if they don't go too hard in front, you know, we'll see what happens. Another Will top pick, Treasure the Moment, second pick. Impossible race to have a bet into with so many unknowns first up. But I think money will tell the story with a couple of runners in this. And I think we'll see a few drift heavily.
Yeah.
And I'd suggest they won't be winning. And I reckon Antino will be one of those. I reckon it'll drift heavily.
Right.
I agree. I'm pretty confident that the winner will come from Another Will or Treasure the Moment.
Interesting.
There you go.
It'd be huge if Treasure the Moment arrived on the weight for age.
Looks
soon,
a great race.
Yeah. Oh, what a great race.
Yeah. Brilliant. Let's move to the three-year-olds and we're going to go to the McNeil Stakes. It was very easy to decide what replay to show here. We're going to watch The Vane, which was a couple of weeks back. Controversial race. Jimmy Ricard is on the fence. You got Tycoon Star, who just got slammed by Shaggy and Jamie's husband, Ben Mellum. Tycoon Star probably wins the race if he doesn't get taken out earlier up the straight. Jimmy Ricard goes on to win and win quite nicely. You got Son of Kirk running on nicely there, but we go up a level here because we've got Devil Knight coming back, obviously the Blue Diamond winner. Vinrock won the Sire's Produce, sold for $15 million to Yulong. So Yulong have got a pretty good hand in this race. They've got Devil Knight, Vinrock and Tycoon Star. Looks a hard race. I'm going to go to you, the King Zone.
Yeah, we showed a short little replay there just of the straight.
Well, I mean, just been
we're
trying
cutting
to,
down well, on time. We're trying to save on X's, are we, with the replays?
Sometimes I feel like the replays go for a little bit too long.
Well, what we did miss in that replay was Shaggy leading and on a very slow pace and Jimmy sitting third fence and Shaggy rolls off and Jimmy doesn't go round a horse, bumps a few. Tycoon Star, which we saw the end there, hit the lead and Jimmy came back. I can't see how Jimmy's going to beat Tycoon Star in this race. Mm-hmm. Jimmy never went round a horse, drew barrier one, now draws out in barrier eight. I'm against Jimmy Ricard in this race for that reason, that and 1,100 up to 1,200. Let's talk about Tycoon Star. 1,100 up to 1,200, I think, suits more. Fitness benefit out of that run as well. And played up behind the barriers, was fractious behind the barriers, had to get vet checked and was obviously past fit to run. But that can be an improvement. There's definitely reasons why Tycoon Star will improve. And Tycoon Star's been showing a lot more pace in the trials, showed more early pace, and in that race showed a bit more early pace, which is a great sign. I thought, what do you think about those two coming out of that race, Fitz, Jimmy and Tycoon?
Yeah, I prefer to be on Tycoon over Jimmy. I'm with you on that front. Devil Knight's actually a dual nom. He's up in Sydney as
well. Yeah, but I think
he's
definitely a run here,
Melbourne, is he, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they haven't taken him out of the Sydney market yet. So
one of your horses, sure. Devil Knight, Fitz.
He is. I watched his trial on the heavy first up. He did come up top pick in this race on my form, but has a lot of weight first up. And the trial was okay on the heavy track. It just depends on how wet it is. I I'm more leaning towards number eight, Express Class. I think I had a top pick last start, and it was the one flying down the outside. Probably went better than anything the last 100 metres in that Jimmy Ricard Tycoon Star race. Might be 1,400 it's looking for, but, you know, like that was 1,100 last start and up to 1,200 Express Class for me each way at those price.
It was the best finish in that race, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Devil Knight was my top pick, so if I was going to back Express Class, I have to be on Devil Knight as well.
I'm, yeah, I haven't talked about Devil Knight yet, which I'll do now. So won the Blue Diamond, ran fifth in a Golden Slip. Pretty good form. Hard to pot, isn't it?
Jay Chan's tipping him in the OG's video, said Devil Knight's the best horse in this race.
And didn't look like, I agree, didn't look like with Jay Sham's tipping, well, you know.
We must respect.
I didn't talk about Vinrock either. I didn't love its work in its latest trial.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the undefeated galloper. That
it sort of fell in that size as well. I'll be interested to see.
It's obviously got real ability, Vinrock, but I just didn't love its last.
But it's only had one go at the real elite level. That was a size, and it did do well. I think people are not totally sure about Vinrock yet, but hey, you can come out and blow him away and we'll know.
So. Hey, top horse. I'm against Jimmy. I'm against Vinrock first up over 1,200 metres. I think the winner will come from the class horses, which I think are number one, Devil Knight, and number three, Tycoon Star. And for third, I'm putting in, which we haven't spoken about, Sparkles Magor. Two good trials, showing good pace, will go forward, I would think, from 10, and looks a really, really nice horse. I agree with Fitz about Express Class, decent odds there at $13. And that is about it. That's about it for me, I think. But I'm back to the class. Devil Knight and Tycoon Star.
Sweet. Anything more, Fitz, or you?
No, that's it.
Cool. I have something more.
What?
Devil Knight has raced Tycoon Star three times and beaten it three times.
Big stat.
There you go.
Let's move to Caulfield Race 8. The mare's this time, and it is the Cockrum. And I thought we'd go back and watch the Regal Roller. This was a couple of weeks back as well. So there's Pop Award. You've got Arkansas Kid, who is a gelding, about to truck down the outside. Looks like it's going to go straight past Pop Award. Pop Award has a big swing in the weight, 6 kilos. But Arkansas Kid eyeballs Pop Award, and Pop Award says, "Nah, see you later." She showed that she's a really progressive mare on the way up. She's nowhere near favourite in this race, and that's understandable because Magic Time, proven Group 1 weight for age winner, is favourite. You've got a few progressive horses there like Miss Rumbini. Jerringong's progressive as well from the Waterhouse Adrian Bott race. Manal, Group 1 winner. It's a decent field. Stretton Angel, the horse that always promises to win a Group 1 and just never does it. Anyway, away we go, King Zone, the Cockrum.
Yeah, the Cockrum, great race. Heap of speed on paper here with GG going forward. Road to Arataki going forward as well. So there is good pace here. I'm with number 12, Miss Rumbini. Great trial. Actually beat the favourite Magic Time in a trial. Magic Time ran fourth in the same trial. He's gone to a completely new level after getting over some issues, some joint issues early in her career. I think 550. I think with her racing pattern, she'll get back. I wouldn't be rushing into the 550.
Okay,
I'd be waiting on that. The two horses that have been well backed earlier, Magic Time, which I'll get to, and also my second pick, number 13, Jerringong.
Yes.
Who looks, only had six starts, but looks a really, really nice horse. Draws barrier two here, went up to Queensland and drew barriers 12 and 16 in two listed races and ran a place in both of them. For Gabe Waterhouse, Craig Williams, great combo. I think there's going to be a lot of money for this horse, Jerringong.
Okay.
Just a lot of upside, two trials as well.
It's already a market mover, I can see that.
Yep. I think they bet about $9, which is massive, massive price. Mm. Those were my two. I think the winner will come from those two. Magic Time is a very, really interesting horse. So ratings, tick. Class, tick. Been racing in Group 1s. Trials, for me, not a tick. First up, 1-2 from 5 first up. But when she hasn't won the trials, she hasn't won first up. So a little bit of not against Magic Time, but at the price, I am against Magic Time. I don't think there's much between numbers.
She likes it wet too, doesn't she?
12 and 13. She does, yeah. I think the others have got more upside for me. The others have got more upside. I haven't spoken about Pop Award. Mm-hmm. Just thought this was a bit harder.
Okay.
Manal, I couldn't back. Barrier 3, going to get back. Not for me. Stretton Angel, I don't think he's a Caulfield horse.
Mm.
And that's about it. I'm pretty confident the winner will come from 12 or 13. No official tips in these group races at Caulfield, but I am very confident in my top picks that I will be on.
Top picks have been going well.
Yeah, the top picks have been going well, but there's two to three chances in a lot of these races.
Biz.
I'm with Kings, Miss Rubini. Rumbini for me, top pick. I like the good intent in the trial. I like the way it was, you know, pushed out to the line and wanted to win the trial. Like King said, it's a big field with a lot of runners and a lot of speed engaged. So Ethan will have his work cut out finding a good posse, maybe three back with some cover or something like that. I thought the big value was number five, Wrote to Arataki myself. It was 50-1. I thought each way you could have a bit of a go at it. Wrote to Arataki's got some ability. And
sure.
At 50s, I'm not afraid of having something on horses like that. Magic Time was my next pick. And like Kings, I wasn't overly fussed by the trial and I'd happily let it go at the 360. So for me, I'm going to have something on the 12 on race day and I'm going to take 50s the 5.
Delicious. Right, let's move to Rose Hill. I'm going to watch the three-year-olds. We're going to have a look at a three-year-old race again, the San Domenico. I think this is the race that Stormboy pissed in last year when they ran it. So what horse are we going to look at or what replay are we going to look at? We're going to look at Raging Force, who's a bit of a winter star. Here he is here in his last start. I think it was the start of July. Wins pretty emphatically. He's going to be taking on the Golden Slipper, a runner-up, a Wadton. Interestingly, 360 into about 240, I think, Raging Force. So it's now favourite. Wadton's, there you go. There's the market. They're pretty confident about Raging Force. Interesting. And it's obviously a very good field beyond that. Over to you.
Yeah, it's another scenario here that we saw last week. I can't remember the horse's name at Randwick. Coming off three slowly run races where went to the Agerwood. Front. That's it. Raging Force, very similar. Won three races, all slow tempos. Now he's going to go into a race with a bit more pressure. So it's a real negative for me. Up in race strength, would I call it, or up in class and up in tempo. So I'm not against Raging Force, but I am against Raging Force at that price of $2.45. I just think it's a bit short. But
yeah.
I still think Raging Force, 1-2 trials, you know, looks a really nice horse. I'm not saying, as I said, I'm not against Raging Force at all. Have got Raging Force top pick. I don't like the race. Raging Force from Wotan. Wotan's run 1 from 5, always seems to be very short. Clearly has a lot of ability, but, you know, has been very costly to punters. And these other horses aren't hopeless, like Devil Knight. I don't know if the Devil probably won't run. I thought Baywatch was a bit of overs there at $14. Rivellino probably needs longer. King of Pop, don't know if it was
a big game in the slipper, King of Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got ability. I think I back King of Pop in the slipper. I don't like this race as a betting prospect.
And don't forget Skyhook. People weren't that interested in Skyhook when it won the other week and just came out and went bang.
Mm.
So obviously King of Pop's
big blow with the
stable
wake.
Mate.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing, the Ryan Alexiou stable. Fizzer.
I'm all over Raging Force. I reckon it's the one to beat. Wotan's trial didn't really fill me with any confidence. Wotan might be a little bit overhyped. I was probably one of the ones that was
cool, more hype camel.
Did you watch the second last trial?
Of Wotan?
Yeah.
Watched both its last couple of trials.
I thought the second last was pretty good where ran second to Manal.
It wasn't too bad, yeah. I just, you know, they're only soft trials. They're hard to get a guide on those runners where it just sits in behind horses and doesn't do anything. It's I guess money will tell the story with Wotan. I thought it might really drift on the weekend, which it's already done. Went up favourite. Raging Force is all they want to be on. Raging Force for me. King's talked about the step up in class. I think it'll handle it. I think he'll sit just behind the speed, Tommy Berry, and I think it'll blow them away. There you go.
Outstanding.
Official?
No.
No official.
Oh, blow them away and no official.
No official. There's better bets.
There must be some good things coming up.
Well, there's first uppers there I don't know anything about. So.
It's hard. Makes it hard.
We're going to get your officials in a second. Before that, if you wanted to go and experience all that great racing live, you can do it at Caulfield because of our good friends at the Melbourne Racing Club. Free tickets, up to 4 free tickets. We'll put the link in the description. Go out and have a great day at Caulfield and go and watch one of the best memsies in a generation. With that out of the way, Saturday set time, son.
Officials, official time. I've got 4 officials in 3 races. So the first one is a Chris Waller import who's had 3 or 4 runs here. Race 5, number 11, Tarzima. Getting to 2,000, which is Tarzima's go. Won over about 1,800 last start. Great sectionals, stepping up. In journey, fit and ready to go. They has been smashed in early markets. It's around 360 at the moment, which I think is still a good price. Ladbrokes bet a silly price of around $5 early, I think. Race 6 in Sydney, number 1, Aerodrome, 4 starts, 2 wins, 5th up in Brizzy in the J.J. Atkins, over 1,600, has good early pace, 3 trials, runs a strong 1,200, probably goes straight to the front, but definitely will be on pace. $5 looks a good price to me. Then we're heading up north to Brizzy, race 6, 2 horses, number 2, Warby, and number 4, Battlefield. There's a lot of pace in this race. Both horses run a very strong 1,200 metres. If you look at their form, you probably think they're longer, but I think to win this race, you're going to need a strong 1,200 metres. And these two have it. They'll be charging down the centre. And I am not overly confident on the day on Saturday. Normally I say I'm really confident. There's no real standout there where I'm saying this is a, you know, truckload type bet. It looks a solid day without being, you know, an overly great day. Okay, but what it's a great day's racing, obviously. Mm.
Yeah, all right. So I've looked elsewhere away from the bigger meetings. I'm going to Belmont for my first tip. Race 4, number 1, Lord Gannicus. This horse will go straight to the front. They've put up about 350 or something like that. I was expecting a little bit bigger, but, you know, we can't choose the prices. So hopefully he leads him a merry dance and kicks in the straight and gets us the cash. And then we'll go to Belmont, race 5, number 7, Snow God. It's knocking on the door, this horse. I think third its last three. It's run into a couple of good ones its last few starts. Excuses two back, but I think this race sets up perfectly. And then I'm going to Belmont, race 6, number 10, Scully. This is second up for a new stable in WA. Used to be an ex-Victorian galloper. Great run first up over 1,000, up to 1,200, hit the line lovely. Plenty of speed engaged. They did put it up favourite, which I thought was – I thought I was going to get about $6. So they didn't miss it in the market, unfortunately, but – not much I can do about that. And then I've got a first starter in Morpheville, race 1, number 3, I think it is, Intellectual. I loved its trials. I've been waiting for this horse to run, and it's running Saturday. I think they'll use the wide gate, go straight to the front or outside the lead or something like that. Be very hard to beat. And then we're going to Morpheville, race 5, number 4, Anthracite. Won very well at the midweeks a couple of weeks ago. I think it's up to this Saturday grade, and I think it should go on and win this on the weekend.
Outstanding. That's it. Well, that's it. Short, sharp Saturday
set. Clips or anything just to whet the appetite for the weekend's
Races.
I'm
always looking for stuff to talk about, but there wasn't nothing came up this week, so we just roll on. Mm-hmm. Had a good chat about some fantastic racing, so we'll leave it at that. Up the Den. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.